Welcome back, everybody. Okay, stop what you're doing, because this is amazing. Orcas, like 20 of them swimming near Maury Island in just the past hour. Sky King took these incredible pictures, and they're swimming in very shallow water. So we had to pull our environmental specialist from what he was doing to talk about this. Gary Chittum's here. So it was just amazing to see them. And they're in really shallow water. What are we looking at there?
Yeah, those are orcas that are transient orcas. And you didn't have to work very hard to pull me off of my other story to talk about these guys. It's so rare when you get to see them here. And to see that many of them right off our shores, right near Maury Island, right near that proposed gravel mine that they had just defeated a while back. But anyway, that is a look at them. And in our modern world, these are the most studied animals on the planet right now. So as soon as they came in, pictures were uplinked to the people who can identify them up at the Center for Whale Research up at Friday Harbor. They identified them immediately. These are California transient orcas. They're not members of our endangered three pods here in our area. And they come up here, and what separates them from the pods that we have is these guys will eat just about anything. Our pods eat almost exclusively Chinook salmon. These guys will eat sea lions, seals, other mammals, and a lot of salmon. So, in other words, I bet you see a lot of seals and sea lions that are beating it right now, trying to get out of the water because these guys are around. You can see fishing boats out there getting a really unique experience. We heard people on the water taxi today got a really unique experience. And you're seeing these weird-looking contrails behind them, these trails that are coming up as they go along. That is some of the algae that's in the shallow water there and possibly the silt on the bottom. They are foraging, but you never know what these guys are up to. They're so mysterious and so interesting. We just know that they'll come in here quite often to feed and enjoy this area, and then they'll head on back down into California. But it's a rare visit, and it makes Seattle one of the most unique cities in the world.